Warrior sound on the scene in Salt Lake City, Utah, as the Warriors get set for their first road game of this new season, coming off a win at home on opening night against the Oklahoma City Thunder, where the Warriors took down OKC 108-100. And now the first road game on a Friday evening, and during Friday morning's shoot-around, this is what we heard from head coach Steve Kerr.
No, they're an outstanding team. I mean, the thing that I always look for when you're talking about teams that are legit is, do they play both sides of the ball? You know, it's one of the best defensive teams in the league, and they've gotten a lot better offensively. They put you through a lot of motion, a lot of actions. They got a lot of weapons. They come in with a really deep bench, and you know, Mitchell gives them something they haven't had, that dynamic playmaking, and so they're a really, really good team.
You got beat by 30 and 40 here last year, and I know, like, we
talk about. I'm hoping we cut it to 20 this year.
You talk about trying to, you know, finding ways to motivate your guys. Do you talk about last year? Do you think they think about last year?
No. The only thing I thought about was Chris DeMarco dunking here last year, which was one of the highlights of our season. And then we went out and lost by 40, so the dunk didn't motivate us enough. But this year's totally different year. Last year was last year.
Did he throw down again?
It's a really good challenge because, you know, I talked to you guys a little bit about this yesterday, but this is, you know, these first 20 games are really kind of about establishing our identity. Different second unit, different combinations, trying to find our groove, find our rhythm early in the season. And so to do it on the road against Utah, it's a good test.
What is that identity you hope to be able to see through these 20 games?
You know, some of our basic stuff that we harp on every year, keeping turnovers down, you know, winning the possession battle, playing with pace and moving the ball, and generating an offensive flow and a defensive mindset. I mean, those have all been sort of pillars for us over the years. And that's, you know, when you do all those things, then you develop that identity that you're looking for. And it just takes time, you know. And so we're just getting started. But tonight will be a good test for us to try to continue to get better. And that's the goal, just keep getting better here in the early season.
On a guy like Joe Ingles, I mean, guy kind of was waived. Now he's, you know, established himself as one of the, you know, top shooters. What's your thoughts on his evolution as a player and what he's meaning for the Jazz?
Yeah, I see. What a story. You know, I know he's been, I think he was with the Warriors for a couple years in summer league, and I know he was with the Clippers, and you know, now he's one of the top shooting guards in the league. I mean, he's a great passer, great feel for the game. He's become an outstanding three-point shooter. And he's got major size defensively. You know, he just drapes himself all over people. But he's become an excellent player. And I think he kind of represents kind of what the Jazz are about. You know, they play both ends. They got feel. They pass the ball. They move it. He's a big part of their identity.
You guys, last year, you may not mention what happened last year, go over the games, but as a staff, I'm sure you are aware of what went wrong. In your mind, what did go wrong in those games where you guys got blown out here last year?
We weren't invested. Yeah. I mean, the last game of the year, we weren't playing for anything. They were playing for seeding, and it showed right from the beginning. The other one, I think, was maybe right around New Year, right around the turn of the new year, but they came in and just wiped us out. We had no excuse. We were playing for plenty. But they came in and took us out of it, and I think you'll see a team tonight, and talking about ourselves, that will be much more invested emotionally, spiritually, because we're early in the season, we're trying to establish something, and we're a different team from last year, and we need to kind of figure a lot of things out.
Donovan Mitchell was the leading scorer among rookies last season's three-point shot. It's great. What is it about his game that enabled him to step into the league and be a threat right away?
He's fearless. You know, I think that's the thing. When you see a rookie who goes into playoff games knowing he's the man and he's taking fourth-quarter shots, that's a pretty special quality for any player, much less a rookie. So. he's got it, you know, whatever it is, you know, he's got it, and he's coming out and establishing himself early in his career as one of the, you know, one of the better guards in the league.